Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled Feather Play. Tell me, sir, how do I please you? Oh, I need to know. Shall I submit to you? Shall I offer you my moistened lips? Oh, will you tease me or spank me? Because I've been a very naughty Salty Vixen. Will you respect me with your whip? May I mow with pleasure? May I look into your brown eyes? May I accept your goodness while I pleasure deep inside? Oh, tell me, sir, how do I please you? I need to know because I am so fucking horny and I really need to worship your cock. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Sir, what do you have for me tonight? What is the choice of BDSM toy? Ooh, a feather? Ooh, yes. Let's begin. I am standing in the middle of the room, eyes covered by the same cool black silk blindfold. You doctor, take my arms, fastening something cold, hard, and metallic around them. With a start, I realize they are manacles. Apart from their weight, though, they are not uncomfortable, thanks mostly to their soft lining. Slowly, they begin to rise, pulling my arms up with them by my wrist. My double D breasts are exposed. Ah, yes, and defenseless. As that was your intention, doctor. I then thrust my chest out with a wicked smile. Yes, they keep rising and slowly I am drawn up to the very tips of my toes, leaving me straining to keep contact with the ground. Oh, yes, I keep rising until the floor disappears beneath me and I am left suspended, swinging by my wrists. Yes, a moment later, earplugs are gently pushed into my ears, leaving me unable to see or hear my environment. Short of smell, the only sense I have left is touch. Yes, the realization of which leads to a thousand tiny hairs standing on end as my body tunes itself to this one sense. Ooh, yes, baby, I like where this is going. Ooh, nothing happens. It may only be minutes, but it could be hours or days. Left as I am, unable to experience the world. Oh, time has no meaning. The only feeling is my weight on my arms, slowly, starting to ache. And all of a sudden, a tiny point touches me. Yes, my sense is on edge. The sensation explodes across me. A bolt of lightning and a thousand tiny caresses at the same time. And then it disappears. I moan. The loss of my one sensation is almost too much to bear. And then, it is back. Light, soft, scratching. Oh, it is the tip of a feather, yes. It begins to trace light patterns all over my body, running down my chest, across the curve of my stomach, and down. Oh, yes. The taut inside of my left thigh. I try to struggle to get closer, but suspended as I am, I simply swing uselessly. And for a moment, there's frustration. Then it changes to warm relaxation. Knowing that you, sir, are totally in control. But that's okay because I know I am safe with you. Yes, baby. Yes. And down the feather travels its path, leaving trails of flame across skin that screams out for touch. Yes. Oh, don't stop, baby. Across the hard top of my foot, then racing back up. Oh, please. Oh, God. Oh, I need you to touch my pussy, I think to myself as it slowly races up past. Over my stomach and ribs as it dances, flickering across a breast. Oh, yes. The touch, leaving it tingling, yes. Then, God, yes, it's on my throat. Around the side it dances, up behind my ear, to the exciting place that just, yes, cries out to be touched. And each touch, that sends waves of warm arousal, yes, baby, down to my crotch. And then, God, yes, it's moving again, over to my lips, where I strain to kiss it, to show what it's doing for me. You let me press my lips against the feather, just for a moment, tasting, feeling, oh yes, I love it, baby. Then move it down once more. Yes, baby, a straight, unerring path towards my crotch. Oh yes, as it reaches my mons, I strain against my weight, lifting my vagina up. Yes, offering it to the touch. The feather just misses, barely skirting my labia. Yes. With its trails of fire, before reaching the inside of my right thigh. Oh, God, I love the feather. Up and down it strokes, building sensation, building the warmth that's growing inside me. Oh, God, I can't hold on much longer. Another sensation joins a touch, then a wetness as my vagina gently moistens. You like that, baby? I'm so wet for you. Oh, yes. Yes. I strain again. Oh, and again. And again. Trying to get it to touch me where I want it, where I need it. But it just doesn't work. Tears of frustration form beneath the blindfold, and I plead for release. Oh, please. Please, sir. Oh, God. Whether you respond is impossible to tell in my dark, soundless world, and certainly the feather doesn't do what I want it to do. Yes. Just as it's all about to become too fucking much, when you are sure I can't take it anymore. In a single flick, the feather, shoots up to my clitoris. Oh, the feeling. Oh, God, yes. Exploding across me, plunging me into a, oh, God, a swirling, oh, God, I'm coming. Yes, I'm coming. Orgasm. Yes. As I regain my grip on reality, my legs have been lifted, my thighs over your shoulders, your face buried deep into me, working me closer and closer to another amazing orgasm. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Yes. I love your cock, baby. Yes. Yes. Oh, sir. I love BDSM play with you. I can't wait until we do it again. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.